It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And happy Thursday to you at Speak Out 2.0. Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And the town of Laughlin is getting busier. Yeah, the motorcyclists are coming in. More vendors are set up. So if you have not been to the Harley Run and you want to make this your first time and you want to ease into it, today's the day to come. Because the next 3 days is going to be just bonkers in this town. It'll be crazy. And if you're out on the roads, remember, there's a lot of bikers out there. Check your mirrors one more time to make sure that there's not a biker in the lane next to you. It's Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. And our first guest today is the Bullhead City Chief of Police, Brian Williamson. How's the chief?
I'm good, Larry. How about yourself?
I'm great. Now, I mean, compared to what the Harley Run was a few years ago, is a whole lot of involvement for your side?
It's different, for sure. It used to be we would really have to ramp everything up and be very active in the event.
Yeah, like no vacations and,
right.
And, yeah, and everybody works.
Right, and we would be really hands-on, proactive stuff regarding the event. Now, we're still ready to go. Anytime you bring this many people into town, you have to be ready. It's probably more behind-the-scenes kind of things. We're not, you know, doing a whole lot of active enforcement on vendors and things like that because there's less vendors.
Yeah.
But we're definitely out there. We definitely have more people on than we normally do. We'll be out there to react to things that happen. And, you know, really our mission is facilitate a safe environment.
Right.
And a lot of that's going to have to do with traffic because you said it. There's a lot of traffic out there. And there's a lot of cars, and then there's motorcycles mixed in, and there's a lot of them, and you give good advice of check your mirror one more time. Those bikes can be in a blind spot for a little longer amount of time than a car finds itself in your blind spot. And, you know, look for motorcycles. You kind of have to train your brain to look for that. Don't just look for cars, because a motorcycle can be, you know, next to a car, and you really don't notice it. So just take your time, slow it down a little bit. Let's help everybody have a great time here in Laughlin and Bullhead City and enjoy this run.
Yeah, it'd be great if we didn't have any fatalities or, you know, just a few fender benders and keep them out of the ER if we can.
Right.
Now, this Saturday you have Take Back Day. Explain that to the listener that's not sure what Take Back Day means.
So really, to put it simply, is your drugs, your legal drugs, that, you know, are expired, that you didn't use all of your prescription or it's become expired, it's not good to just throw those away or dump those down the sink. You know, it's bad for the environment. So we have these days a few times a year. You just bring them to us. We'll have people out there working. You drop them off with us. And then what we do is we work with the DEA and get those destroyed and in a proper manner.
And you don't care who drops them off or what they drop off.
No, it's not like we're sitting there at the barrel waiting for you to have your prescription. No, just drop them off. And, you know, I wouldn't roll in there with a brick of cocaine. That's probably going to
get somebody's attention.
Yeah. But, you know, it's great if you have them laying around. A lot of people don't use all of their prescriptions, which I'm sure doctors would tell you you're actually supposed to use them.
Right.
But you don't. So they're sitting around. You know, it's a good way to get, especially if you were prescribed narcotics, get them out of your house so other people don't have access to them. It's a good way just to check that off your to-do list and rid your mind of that worry.
And you and I go back many years ago when we did Meth Not in Our Town.
Right.
And we did the little conferences at all the schools. But is it time to do that again for opioids? I mean, they're out there so prevalent, not just in Bullhead, but everywhere.
Right. Yeah. The opioid epidemic, I think is the best term, is changing the way you do a lot of things. It just has so many fingers to it, right? That it's not just a drug. Meth was easy to attack a drug.
Right.
Opioids come in every shape, form, and fashion and get more dangerous literally by the day. We keep hearing about fentanyl. Well, you know, a few weeks ago I went to a high school group and talked about fentanyl. Well, now there's another type of fentanyl that wasn't even around a few weeks ago that's killing people even more. And you think, well, it's hard for me to wrap my head around how something can be more dangerous than fentanyl when pure fentanyl takes about what would look like a couple of grains of salt to kill you.
Right.
So what can be more dangerous than that? Well, there is.
Wow. Now.
Yeah. So education is definitely a thing. It certainly isn't as easy as when you're attacking one drug. You know, you would hold up, this is meth, don't do meth.
Right.
Well, we'd have to roll in a truck to say this is opioid. So, it changes the way we do things. Whoever thought that, you know, cops would be running around with Naxalon in their car and doing life-saving measures past CPR, right? But we're doing that now. So it's a problem, and it's a challenge on top of being a problem.
So I know you guys are a part of Magnet, which is the county and all the law enforcement agencies working together to try to curb this.
Right.
Are they constantly playing catch-up?
Yeah, I don't know. So that's an interesting question. To some extent, you're playing catch-up because what you're catching keeps changing.
Right.
So, yes, there is some of that, but there's also some things that we can do and do to be on top of the problem as it does exist. It just becomes, you know, that the opioid problem doesn't just stay a pill problem, right? For some people, it starts out as a pill problem, becomes a heroin problem, which in the world of enforcement is two different things, two different ways of combating it. Opioids, if you're going to a doctor and getting a prescription for opioids, and let's just say hypothetically that doctor's not prescribing it right, well, we're not involved in that anywhere. If we find you and you have opioids and you have a prescription, we're out of the game. It's legal.
It's legal.
But maybe how you got them isn't exactly legal, but now that's a whole different type of investigation. So it's a problem for sure.
Wow. So, and it's not just Bullhead PD or Magnet. It's everywhere.
Right. I hear people say, well, you know, only in Bullhead or only in Cayman. No.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The opioid problem, I think, is pretty safe to say it's touched everywhere. And if it hasn't, I would say it's going to. But, you know, you do hear about it more like when it was first really being known as this problem, you heard Ohio a lot of towns in Ohio for whatever reason. And, you know, as a police chief, there's a whole other side of that now, right? So if I could have an officer inadvertently touch a drug that has fentanyl in it, and they can drop like that.
Exactly.
So we also carry the Naxalon in order to save our own lives.
Right.
So we didn't have to worry about that before. There were ways of handling drugs, but now in some instances we won't even test powder. We send it to a lab.
And I know that's happened with some law enforcement agencies. Has it happened with yours yet, where you've had an officer that inadvertently touched something? And, well, that's good.
No, we haven't had that yet, but we're set up, you know, with, you know, fail safes in the department here and there in case it does. But you're seeing it more and more often. Even if you're just a casual social media guy, you see videos of cops like instantly going down.
Yeah. We have a caller who's going to have a question. Okay. Caller, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. I got a question about, do we leave the labels on the bottles when we turn them in, or what do we do there? Because it's got information about personal information.
Yeah, if I were you, I would take that off of there. I wouldn't want my personal information out there. I think that's the best way. On the other hand, if you can't get it off, I wouldn't worry that much about it. Just bring it down.
And
I was concerned that they'd want to know what it was that they were destroying, or there may be a
they're gonna burn it,
way
right?
They got to destroy that particular drug.
No, we burn them, so we're not going to ask you a lot of questions about what it is. So just do, but for your own safety, you know, take the label off if you can.
And if you can't get it off,
and
just...
we won't have any trouble transporting them up to your facility, right?
No, if you were to be stopped for some other reason, you just say where you're going with those, and you should be fine. But again, if you're more comfortable bringing your prescription and leaving the label on until you get there, that's great. Do that, and then we'll take it off and dump them in there, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have
okay.
a great day.
You too.
All right. And I know lots of times they tell them, put them in a plastic bag when you get there,
yeah.
you know, because you've got a drop box in the lobby too.
Right. Yep.
And
yeah.
So that's open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Yeah. So that's a good point. You don't have to really do it on this day. You can come into our lobby. There's a drop box in there. Some instructions on how we want it, like you said, in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Drop it in there, go about your business, and so you can do it when it's convenient for you.
Right. And no one cares. No one's going to ask you any questions. It's not. It's about getting it out of your house is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's not a trap. It's not one of these things where, hey, come do this, and we're going to arrest you. It's really not about that at all. It's about community safety and providing a good service to the community, because there's a lot of responsible people out there who just let these pile up because they don't want to just throw them away or dump them in the water system. So bring them to us. Just partnership is all it is.
All right. Chief, let us take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
The stores and outlets inside the Laughlin Outlet Center offer savings of up to 70% off every day. Up to 70% off the brand name things you really want. Take in a new release at the Stadium 9 Cinema. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. I'll see you there on Casino Drive, Laughlin.
The Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Hi, I'm Erica of Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelers. If you have a lot of old jewelry that you no longer wear, this message is for you. I am an international award-winning designer, master goldsmith, and certified gemologist appraiser, and I'd like to help you turn your old jewelry into something new and exciting, something you will love to wear. Let's sit down together and create the ideal piece just for you. It'll be fun. Call me, Erica, at Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelers in downtown Lake Havasu City.
Oh, hello, it's me again, the ads pay guy. So they want me to get up to speed. Well, up to speed at what? I have a fast car. They tell me they mean social media. I say social media. I'm a very social person. Now I know what ads pay means. All this Facebook and Twitter buzz, you know, it's all about the future, not last week. Then they let me sit in as they explain the results to customers. Oh, this is for real. And I'm impressed. And so were all the customers who listened. Ads pay and social media, both winners. Then there's me, of course, the ads pay guy. Thank you.
And we're back with Speak Out 2.0, Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Outlet Center right here on Casino Drive. And I mentioned earlier, pulling in here today and driving around the river, lots of bikes out there, and we've already mentioned that with the chief, too. The show today is, of course, always brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. And we got about 5 minutes with Chief Brian Williamson with the Bullhead City Police Department. Are you up to staff on all your officers, or are you still headhunting?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Larry. Yeah, we're doing pretty good with officers, although we're always recruiting, we're down one right now, but as you know, retirements happen on a pretty regular basis now, so we will be down two soon, but two is good. But, you know, what I want to bring up to the listeners is dispatchers. We've been pretty stable in dispatch for a long time, but we're going through some transitions there, and we're down four dispatch positions, I believe it is, right now. So if you know somebody who can multitask like a rocket and wants to really, you know, help the community, I mean, you know this. These people that do the job of a dispatcher are incredible people. That job is so hard, and everything you have to do, and they're really the first responder you're going to deal with. And nowadays, they're saving lives. Yep. I was just up in dispatch, and the Fort Mojave Fire Department was presenting our dispatchers' awards.
Right.
They redid some of their CPR protocols and things like that, and they were giving awards to dispatchers who saved a life.
Yeah.
And it was almost all of our dispatchers, and I'm told that as of April, all of our dispatchers now, in the short time that this has been put in place, have all saved a life. So,
wow,
incredible, incredible people. And if there's anybody even interested in dispatch, give Yolanda Gomez a call at 928-763-9200. She's our recruiter really for all our positions, but we definitely want you if you want to be a dispatcher.
Yes, last week I had Bradley Oliver on because it was national. It was a big term. I call it National Dispatch Week.
Telecommunication week. Yeah.
They couldn't just say dispatching.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but we talked for quite a while about dispatching and the stress level. And one of the things I asked him, and you being on the streets before you were chief, how can the public best help the dispatcher when they call?
Well, this is gonna sound almost stupid, but just bear with me. By being calm, or as calm as you can, that dispatcher's trying to get a lot of information, and the more information she can get, or he, the more information either the fire or the police department are getting, which means they're that much more prepared when they get there. And right. One frustrating thing for people that call is they think, you're asking me all these questions, but you're not sending me help. These dispatchers are doing five things at a time.
Yeah, I know.
And as they're talking to you, they're already sending and they're typing your information and giving it. So be as calm as you can and be patient, and please try to answer the questions, because believe me, they mean something on the other end.
Right, right. Because they need as much information as they can, like you said, to dispatch it to that officer, to dispatch it to that ambulance or fire truck or whatever.
Right, and get the right people and in play, and you may call for an accident, and you may hear the dispatcher say, are you calling about this accident? And you say, yes. They go, we already got it.
Yeah.
And they hang up. Don't be frustrated by that. I was in dispatch the other day when an accident happened, and the phone was ringing off the hook.
Because everybody driving by has got a cell phone.
Which is great.
Yeah.
It's great that they're calling, but at some point they're trying to process calls, and they just say, okay, we know about it.
Right.
So just be patient and be as calm as you can. If you call up screaming, they're spending their time trying to calm you down instead of getting you the help you need.
Right. Okay. So call calmly and relax.
If you can.
Yeah. And then you have an Explore program. Are you looking to see some of these guys eventually wear a blue uniform?
We would hope. We haven't gotten the response that we were hoping for early on, but that happens with kids. We'll see if we can get it developed. But we would hope we can develop those people and work somewhere in the police department, even if it's not an officer. Maybe they find something else that they like,
right?
Dispatch or records, and we would hope it's our developmental squad,
yeah.
And that we would see all these kids work full time for the police department sometime.
Now, your Citizens Police Academy is not preparing them for a job there, but that is giving so many people out there a different view of law enforcement.
Yeah, you get a behind the scenes, and one of the classes, so to speak, is me really giving a background of the department and talking about budgeting and answering questions. Many people just don't know about a police department.
Right.
So it's great. We get great feedback on it. We've really done a great job educating the community. And, you know, on our side, we get to hear directly from a vast group of people and what they think and what they thought, and which helps us develop as well.
Right, right. So, and then for all this, they can apply just by calling 763-9200.
Yeah, that'll get you anywhere you need to go in the police department.
And so if grandparents are listening and they think, oh, you know, my 15-year-old grandson at Mojave High could probably get into that Explorer program.
Right.
Have him call.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing I want to squeeze in real quick, grandparents, aunts, uncles, parents, if you have members of your family in the service somewhere and they're looking to get out, have them give us a call. We would love to have service members, and we do love having service members come back. And most service members, or many, want to continue their life of service somehow. Well, we can help with that. And
okay.
You know, I'm a veteran myself, and we certainly love hiring veterans, and a lot of them come with a ton of training, so give us a call.
And that excels their training with the department, doesn't it?
It doesn't really. There was a program for a while that we started locally with Havasu and Kingman down at the Havasu Academy that really, with the VA basically killed it. But it was a shortened police academy for military police officers. But on the other token, I was an MP and it came out, you go to the full academy, but you've already done so much of this that
right.
It's a lot easier than when you're going in blind.
Yeah, and you're probably physically fit.
And you're used to all the high stress stuff, and it's, you know, relatively a piece of cake.
And speaking of physically fit, you were going to the boot camp all the time.
I was.
Yeah.
And
but
I
there
think
was a while there you were, you know, slimming down and looking mean.
Yeah, I was. I've always been a big guy, but I was doing things big guys shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Running long distances, and I'm a little hobbled up right now, but trying to do some other things.
Okay. But most of your guys are physically fit. I know I see pictures of one of your detectives always at the one of the gyms, or it's a fitness program in the morning that they do, and he's crazy in there.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys that do. You know, one, it helps with the stress of the job. Also, you better be ready to go when the bell rings, as they say. And you know, it's really good for survival in many ways, to take that word, but even just surviving what comes with that job.
Yeah, and not to go back to the dispatch, but when someone calls 911, they're having their worst day.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it may be, you know, his wife's not breathing, or
right.
There's somebody pounding on the door that really sounds like they want in, but you don't know who they are, whatever it is.
Right.
When someone picks up the phone and calls 911, it's their emergency.
Right, which is why I said it might sound kind of silly, me saying be calm.
Right.
Because if you were calm, you probably wouldn't need to call 911.
Yeah, yeah.
But be as calm as you can.
Yeah.
And you've seen our dispatchers. And
oh, yeah.
For the seriousness of the calls they're taking, they are so calm.
Oh, yeah.
And so professional. And it doesn't mean that they don't take a deep breath afterwards, but they are a calming voice. Incredible, incredible human beings.
Yeah, and do a fantastic job.
Yes, absolutely.
Brian, we got about a minute left. Anything else you want to bring and brag about?
No, I just want everybody to be safe. And traffic's on my mind this weekend, so be safe. There's a lot of things going on besides the biker run. Our parks are full all the time. Just take that extra minute. Don't turn a good day into a nightmare because of something you could have avoided.
There you go. There you go. Chief Williamson, thank you so much. And if somebody out there really has a question but they didn't want to call in, they can call you at 763-9200.
Right. Yep. Or send me an email, bwilliamson@bullheadcity.com.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Chief. And I hope you do have a quiet weekend.
All right. Thank you.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
This is Debbie Pennington with the Better Business Bureau. Scams that are active in our area include the IRS, Social Security, government scams, and the tech support scams. BBB reminds you that the IRS will never call you, nor does Social Security. They will always send you a letter. Are you having trouble with your computer? Don't fall for people claiming to be with Microsoft, and don't give remote access to your computer to anyone you don't know. Report scams to BBB.org or give me a call at 928-302-3701.
Anything Medical is proud to provide you with the best selection of quality healthcare products, customer service, and a knowledgeable, understanding staff. Products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. For a limited time, all ambulatory aids, canes, crutches, and walkers are 25% off at Anything Medical. Don't put your health needs off any longer. For the affordable solution you can depend on, shop Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall.
Horizon Community Bank provides business banking with a personal touch, tailored to the size of your local company for checking, savings, or loans to help your business operate and grow. Talk with one of Horizon Community Bank's local business banking experts and get your answers across the table instead of across the country. Horizon Community Bank, with local expertise and decision making. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank about business loans and accounts. Serving Fort Mojave, Parker, Quartzsite, and Lake Havasu. Member FDIC.
And we're back. Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. We're live from the Laughlin Mall, and Chief Williamson bounced on out of here. And Mr. Whitney Crow, superintendent of the Mojave Valley Elementary School District, is here. How are you, Whitney?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Yeah, you bet. Whitney and I serve on a committee in town, and we've known each other forever. And I was just going to say superintendent, but then I had to say of the Mojave Valley Elementary School. It's a long title.
It is.
How big are your business cards?
I know.
Yeah. But now, you've been around this area forever.
Yes. Came here in 1971.
And you graduated and became a teacher.
Yes. Yep. Went off to graduate from Mojave High School, went off to Arizona State University. Did that for, I was on the five-year plan because I had to be in the basketball pep band, so that you know, took me an extra semester out. But, yeah, came back, opened up Fort Mojave Elementary in 1988 and been here ever since.
Wow. And now you have three schools under your jurisdiction, basically.
Correct.
And that's the two elementary schools?
Yes, Camp Mojave Elementary, which is actually a third, fourth, fifth grade school. Fort Mojave Elementary, which is a pre-K through second, and then the junior high, 6, 7, 8.
And the one that was next to your office is no longer at the campus.
Correct, Mojave Valley Elementary School.
Right.
Yes.
So now, how many students do you have altogether? Do you know?
1,100.
1,100.
Yes.
Well, that's still a pretty good
size
district.
It is. Yeah. The sad thing is in our height we had 2,100. So we've lost over the last 11 years 1,000 kids.
Is that the influence of charter schools and just people moving?
You know, I think there's probably some charter school. I don't know if we lost them necessarily, that whole thousand or whatever, to the charter schools, but kids who may have started with us have started in charter schools. But honestly, I think it's the economy. Uh-huh. When we closed Mojave Valley Elementary School, at that point, Desert Star had just opened. They didn't have many kids, and we were still declining. All that was out here was Young Scholars. But I talked with Sam Medrano. He came to our board meeting and said that in their height, Laughlin employed 21,000 people, and in, I think, 2014, it was down to 6,600.
Yeah.
So, and I can remember as a principal trying to figure out where do our parents work. All of our kids probably had at least one parent who worked in the casino industry, and
right.
Now there just isn't, well, you know, there just isn't those, their
right.
jobs are gone. So.
Yeah, yeah. Automation.
Yes.
That's a lot
yes.
of it. That's a lot
that
of it.
That is true.
Now, this weekend, everybody's working in all the casinos,
right.
you know, with the Harley run. But
yes.
That doesn't pertain to you too much, does it?
No, not much at all. Once in a while, you know, back in the day, our junior high would sell water to the bikers going up toward Oatman.
Oh, yeah?
So they've done a couple fundraisers along that line, but not for a few years.
Yeah, you've got to take advantage of that. Yeah,
exactly. That's They're all passing our school.
Exactly. That's a lot of bikers
yes,
going up there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
So now, you just went on a tour, more or less, to hire teachers.
Yes. Yes.
Because there's not enough here?
Right. Went on a recruiting trip. No, Arizona is just not putting out enough teachers, or certainly not the teachers, to fill the slots we have open.
Wow.
So there's many places to go, but Michigan for many years has been a great source because they never seem to need as many teachers as what they put out from their universities.
Oh, that makes it easy.
Yes, it does. And they've done a good job of coordinating, so I could hit a different university every day of the week. So I was at 5 different career fairs in 5 days, saw a lot of kids, but even then, Michigan is starting
kids now, you're talking 21, 22, 23.
Yes.
Kids to you and I.
Exactly. I came to the realization that my youngest daughter was the age of the student I was recruiting this year. So that was kind of scary.
Yeah. So your youngest daughter is?
Sydney, and she's graduating this year from Southern Utah University.
Wow. So. As a teacher?
Business, no.
She didn't want to
strangely enough, neither of my daughters have followed in that footstep. My oldest daughter is in higher education.
Do you think both of them look at you and go, well, he lost all of his hair at that job. I'm not going to do it.
They live through too many years of seeing Dad do that. You're probably right.
And bring work home and sit at the table.
Yes.
Many
times dinner came to Dad at work because things were going on. So.
Yeah. Did they get a chance to bring that to you once in a while?
They did. They did. Many times. Well, and then, of course, I'm sure there were the good things, too, because all the school fall festivals and spring carnivals, they got to come to. So,
I think it's interesting in your office, you don't have a computer on your desk, but you have this big flat screen across from your desk on the wall where you can see everything going on.
Yes. My eyes are getting awfully weak, I suppose, these days. That monitor keeps getting bigger and bigger.
The desk is getting closer and closer to the monitor.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then how many teachers did you hire up there?
Actually, we did not pick up any. By the time I got there, we only needed 2. We actually struggled to find a PE teacher this year. It used to be the PE teachers and social studies teachers were a dime a dozen. And I don't know if they realized that wasn't the field to go into anymore, so they aren't doing as much of that. Mm. But I needed 1 math teacher and 1 PE teacher. Filled the math position about halfway through with a candidate from California, so that was easy.
Oh, okay.
And we did end up filling the PE position from a recruit that I found in Utah one career fair up there. So
you go to a lot of these career fairs and do this.
Yes. You know, for the last couple of years, because of our override, the salary has been really good.
Right.
And so it hasn't been so hard to find teachers. First of all, teachers weren't leaving as regularly as they used to, and it wasn't hard to find replacements. But this year is the first year we actually had to go out and do some real recruiting. So.
Okay. And you need a big pat on your back for getting that. I mean,
that was a huge thank you, our voters.
Yeah.
They did a great job with that.
Well, I think the average voter out there realizes that the salary for a teacher is not very good.
Right.
You know, and they see teachers that work part-time during the summer somewhere, at Kohl's or, you know, a supermarket. And they're doing that because they have to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you guys passed that bond that said it was going to the teachers.
Yes, strictly to raise the base teacher salary.
Okay, so it went from where to where?
$36,000 to $45,000.
Wow, so a nice big bump.
Yes, it was. It was about a 25% raise.
And then did you have to bump some teachers so that they, first and second year teachers that were with you, were still not up to that 45?
You know, we didn't, only because we have never strayed from a salary schedule. When the economy got tight, they did away with salary schedules. So ours is indexed. So every year you're with us, you get a 2.5% step raise.
Okay.
And there's been years we had to freeze that, but we also were able to catch them up in for the year. So we did fine with that. We haven't had that problem.
Great.
I know some other districts, we picked up a teacher from one of our local districts that had been with her district for 20 years, came to us only on step 6, because we'll only give you 6 years credit, and still made more money with us after the override.
Wow. I can remember back when I first moved here, there was teachers that in Bullhead would leave and go to Laughlin or Needles.
Yes.
Because they got paid more.
Oh, yes, definitely more.
Yeah, they still lived in Bullhead.
Yes.
Nothing
changed.
That still happens, huh?
Yes. Yeah. I have a friend who, actually he's a coach, who was at River Valley, went over to Laughlin. And my understanding that his first full year compared to his last full year in River Valley, he made $20,000 more.
That's a big step.
Yes. You can't, as much as I hated it, and it seemed like we were just a training ground for these folks, I understand why they went.
Yeah.
So I can't
Well,
and I can go back into the early 80s when Needles had their own police department, and they were talking about going to the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. But they had openings, and guys from Mojave County Sheriff's Office could walk over there and change uniforms and be on the street the next day.
Right.
And a lot of them did, but they took a pay cut to go to the police department. But they knew that in a few months they were going to be a San Bernardino deputy,
right,
making the same as the guy makes in downtown San Bernardino County. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them did real well by doing that.
Right, sure.
Know? And you're a cop. So if you can leave Bullhead or Kingman and go work in Needles for a little while at a lesser rate, but then, boom, all of a sudden you get a big step.
Right.
So a lot of them did that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you can't blame them. You know why they did it.
Right.
So. Yep. Now, you were looking for a principal, too, weren't you?
We are. We are still a junior high principal. Our academic principal is leaving us. Mr. Troito has been a great asset, came from Mesa, brought some great skills and knowledge with him, but he is moving on to the Oregon area, and so
we
are looking for a junior high principal.
Okay. So none of your teachers are credited to move up?
None that I know of, although one is close, and she's actually applied.
Okay.
And we've picked up about 7 good applicants that we have scheduled interviews for in the next couple weeks.
Oh,
so
good.
Yes, I've been very pleased with the applicants
that
have come through. So,
and you those or your board? Does your board play a part of that at all?
They don't. Well, they'll approve whoever we select,
right.
But no, that's myself, and then we have a principals committee who will sit and do the first round of interviews, and then I'll do the second round of interviews.
Oh,
and
okay. So you have a committee made up of the teachers and principals you have now?
It's just the principals at this point. Principals,
okay.
The leadership team, they'll do the screening interviews, and then I will do the final interview.
Oh, okay. All right. So you have a set list of questions?
Yes. All the criteria and little check sheets, and
Because when they leave, you got to be able to compare all 7 of them, and you got to have the same,
same information. It's all very, very analytical anymore. It's not, the old days, well, I think he's a great guy, I'm going to pick him.
Now you've got to go by testing and everything else.
Yes.
What other needs do you have? What's on your wish list?
Oh, my gosh, wish list. You know what? We are building a new preschool special needs inclusive playground.
Wow.
We participate in the First Things First program, which was the money from tobacco.
Right.
And they come in to give us slots for preschool kids. We have to pass these observational tests. And every year we have been dinged because our playground where those little kids play doesn't meet the newest code.
Okay.
And so we have been looking and looking and finally have put something together. So that's probably our first step.
Oh.
Our first need, we have about $10,000 in grant money we've already started to collect, and we've been talking with Legacy, and we're going to check out the Kaboom situation and see where we can do that. So
that's
probably our biggest. Our second big need is we want to put lights on the fields at the junior high.
Ah.
So right now we will end the game as it gets to dusk, and that's a huge, probably $178,000 is the quote that I saw. So that's going to be, we're going to be looking for grants for that.
And part of that is because, like, in the next couple months, you can't get on that field until dusk when it's cooler.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and, we don't want to miss school, so we don't want to start the games too early. Plus, we've made a conscious decision not to start the games until 5 o'clock. We bumped them up to 4:30 at the beginning of baseball season because it was still dark earlier.
Right.
But we want our parents to be able to come. And
parents
can't come when you're playing a 2:30 game all the time.
Because they work till 5,
yes,
most
exactly,
of them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Great.
So,
how is your parent participation?
With
a smaller district, I think it would be better.
Dr. Brown, who was a superintendent a couple before me and who actually hired me, used to say, what we lack in quantity, we make up for in quality.
Okay.
We have some great parents. We have a new parent organization. It's called MVP, stands for Mojave Valley Pride. But we're trying to do, because each of our schools are grade banded, we're trying to do one PTA that will follow those kids all the way through junior high.
Kind of like the Gear Up program.
Yes. And so we started with the primary school, and as those kids move up to the middle school, although the intermediate school, those parents have been involved too, but they're kind of spearheading the whole PTA style thing.
Okay.
We have a great, awesome booster club at the junior high right now.
Good.
Unfortunately, we know the core of those members are going to move up to high school in 2 years. So the goal is to try to get something in place so we'll be steady no matter who moves. We are always going to have a decent PTA.
Right, right.
So
I'm going to Kingman tomorrow to watch my granddaughter at your junior high school.
Okay.
She competes in track.
Okay, right, right. Yeah. So,
and she doesn't know it, and she's not listening, so it doesn't matter.
You're safe.
But her other grandfather recently took a picture of her with the hurdles.
Oh, very neat.
And he sent it to me, and my wife sent it off and had one of those flat, what do they call them, that goes on the wall.
Okay.
It's some kind of, anyways, the thing's going to be like almost 3 foot square.
Uh-huh.
And go on the wall in her bedroom. And
very neat.
Yeah, of her doing the hurdles.
Mm-hmm. Those are some great action shots when you
they
get
are,
them.
They are. They are. You know. And unfortunately, though, when they sent the proof, they took the hurdle out.
Oh.
You know, I was like, whoa, could they leave the hurdle in?
Right.
Well, then there's too much in there. They said no. And so, but. But, you know, and this year she played volleyball and basketball and now track.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all want.
You know, that my mom used to say, if we can keep you involved as kids, I know you're not going to have time to get in trouble.
And exactly.
That was philosophy was with our girls, too.
And that's the philosophy for the Kids Expo, you
mm-hmm.
know. Keep
mm-hmm.
them busy, keep them safe, keep them healthy.
Right, right.
You know, and as long as we can do that, we'll all, this whole community, will raise a better students.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have less suspensions and detentions and everything else.
Right, right.
And how is your detention and suspension? Is that something that's up high?
It isn't, actually. We're in the third year of a behavior program. We call it the ROC program. It's respect, ownership, caring, and keep safe is the four rules that all three of our schools use. And then what that looks like in a classroom may look a little different than what it looks like when they're on a playground as opposed to the cafeteria. But we have seen a steady decline in referrals year over year for the last 3 years with that.
Oh, good.
And we were just talking. I think Mrs. Hansen's going to kill me from the junior high. I think she's barely over 200 referrals for the year. And so, and some of those are more serious. You know, there's some things that you just can't work with. If a kid brings drugs to school,
there's
not much teaching involved with that. You just have to go out for some time and do that. But that's kind of the goal with the whole program is getting those kids, teaching them how to behave. Because, you know, when we were kids, we just behaved because we knew our parents would probably smack the snot out of us when we got home. In fact, usually it was worse when we got home than
in the school.
But kids don't come that way anymore. And, you know, we get older. It's funny. We get older folks who say, well, you should just tell them and they should behave. Well, yeah, that would be great. And our lives would be great
if
that
love
happened.
That. Yeah.
Exactly. But you don't. And so you have to teach them how to behave because what they do at home is totally different than what we expect at school. Yeah. And, so.
And part of that is the broken home.
Yes.
And then we have so many young parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, and talk about the broken home. So many kids bounce back and forth between one parent's house during the week and maybe another during the weekend or even weekdays. And it's hard because they don't understand, those parents don't understand, you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And what I do at my house isn't what mom does at her house. And so the kid learns that it depends where you're at. And so they come to school and they can just be crazy.
I helped Chris Barton up at Fox Creek a couple of years ago with a mentor program. And she says to me before she was talking with three or four of us that were mentoring Joe from Eagle Motorcycles, and I forget who else was doing it. But anyways, she tells us about each student. Well, she tells me about my student. Larry, your student, he goes to the high school, and he wants to be a welder, and he lives with his grandparents who have adopted him, and grandfather just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, oh, great, you know, I'm going to go meet this kid, and, you know, my heart goes out to him already. Well, then over the series of about 3 weeks, he's telling me when I walked in and first sat down with him, he tells me, yeah, my grandmother's now in the hospital. I said, well, or my mom isn't in the hospital. I said, well, who's taking care of you? He said, me. You know, I said, so you're getting yourself to high school? And, I'm driving her car. And I'm like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, well, the funny part was, I go home that night and I'm telling my wife, I said, I got this kid. And she says, is his name Robert? And I went, where would you come up with that out of all
exactly.
the... Well, my wife's an RN. And she had had the grandmother a previous time when she was in the hospital.
Okay.
And she remembers the aunt being there when Robert lost the keys of the car. And she kept going, Robert, 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 Robert. And so she goes, I know him really well by name, you know. And but then 2 weeks later, she passed away.
Oh, wow.
And so he was going to stay with some friends to finish out that school year.
Mm-hmm.
And he still communicates with me. We text each other a little bit. He's in his senior year now. But he's an example of one that's going to do real well.
Right, right.
There's too many of them that don't do well. That environment messes them up.
Right, right.
You know, and wow, the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
The challenges.
You know, sometimes we expect, well, come on, they should know better. They should be able to do this. They should figure out what they need to do to get there. But my gosh, they're kids. I wouldn't hand my kids, if I had a Hummer, I would not give the keys to my Hummer to a 13-year-old kid. Yeah, we want them to make all the other decisions like an adult. And so sometimes we forget that.
Right. Now, were you, did you dodge a bullet and wipe your brow the other day when you saw the element, the bullhead bus on its side and not one of yours?
Yes. We had many phone calls, and in fact, that's how we learned about it. We had kept having parents call, and so finally we figured out, all right, it was on the parkway. It's not our bus, so we actually put something out on our social media platform
to tell it.
Yes, because, you know, you see a school bus, so you call your school automatically.
Right.
Heaven forbid it be them.
And fortunately, there was no kids on the bus.
Yes. Yeah. That was a very good situation for everybody.
To have a situation, that was a good one.
Yes, if you have to have it, at least there are no kids involved.
Yeah, so and hopefully the bus can be repaired. I don't know.
Those things are tanks, so I would not be surprised. Probably could just flip it right back up and drive it home. So
well, might have to replace some windows on one side, maybe. I don't know. But, well, Whitney, thank you so much for coming in. I'm glad you had time to pop up here.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
To Laughlin. How was the traffic?
It was actually kind of busy. I was surprised. Yeah. I was not prepared.
All right. Whitney Crowe, superintendent with the Mojave Valley Elementary School District. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Are you a business owner thinking about doing business in Nevada? Are you aware you can't legally conduct business in Nevada unless your business license is posted? Thanks to Eugene Williams Consulting, you can satisfy the posting requirement without paying for office space. Eugene will solve your legal limbo, provide mail forwarding services, free notary public, discount Google business listing, and more for only $50 a month. Don't risk your livelihood on not knowing the law. Call Eugene, 702-299-0511.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
This is Herb from Herb's Herbs. We need to raise the bar on our choices in life. Life is a gift, and we need to take care of ourselves. Take charge of your health at Herb's Herbs. The knowledgeable and experienced staff at Herb's Herbs will guide you in the right direction to ensure you get healthier this year. Herb's Herbs has the largest selection of supplements in the area. We also carry organic produce, keto products. Oh, and don't forget our organic juice bar, the best. You will always save at Herb's Herbs, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
Connect to computer and technology, smarter than the average geek.
Did you know we have free services? Hi, John here. And we will give you an estimate for your upgrader project, diagnose and price your repair, pick up and deliver your system, and even do a basic tune-up. All for free because you deserve a better computer experience.
Connect to computer and technology, smarter than the average geek. Smarter than the average geek.
Hello, I'm Mayor Cal Sheehy of Lake Havasu City, and I'm calling on you to join the National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation April 1st through April 30th. Last year, we were so close to winning and placed third in our population category in the nation. Let's go big this year and make it to first place and show off our water conservation efforts to the rest of the world. Please visit mywaterpledge.com and pledge today to save water and reduce pollution. Together, we will make every drop count.
Some reason the CD player didn't want to fire right away there. A little slow. Sorry about that. It's Speak Out 2.0, Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And the show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred for secure document protection. You know, and that's what they're all about. And if you're taking someone's credit cards and you're doing receipts and whatnot, you've got to properly take care of those documents at some point in time. And you're going to need Mojave Shred. So call Randy over there. Mojave Electric Cooperative, of course, they supply us with our power, but they also give you a great opportunity to save money. And now, who doesn't want to do that? And that is the Co-op Connection Card that you pick up right there in their Hancock office, and you can start using it the next day and save money anywhere you go to local merchants and whatnot. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where you can test drive any car in the lot if you see something you like there. If you don't see something you like, they'll get something you like. You just talk to them and tell them about it. And they can even sell you a brand new Hyundai for less than $30,000. What a deal that is. And then we have Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. And Eugene's all about helping your business grow. So you can just give him a call or stop by his office over in the Professional Plaza, and he will help you out, and you'll make more money. And isn't that what life's about? Hey, let's take a look at our community calendar. If there's something you want to put on the community calendar, please email it to me at tuneforce@gmail.com, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, and I can add it to my list here. Almost everything that I put on the community calendar, you can also find on our Facebook page, Speak Out 2.0. And often on the website, Speak Out 2.0. So let's start with tonight. We have a Bullhead City Chamber Mixer, which is put on by the Bullhead Better Business Builders. Whew. Yeah. And so that's a group in town that's all about helping each other grow their businesses. And so they're going to have a mixer tonight at the Chamber of Commerce at 5:30. If you have any questions, you call 928-754-4121. Then tonight, also here in Laughlin at 7 o'clock, it's Nick's Cafe, the school play, 7 p.m. at Laughlin High School. If you have any questions, you call 702-299-6057. That is tonight and tomorrow night at 7, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. So kind of make it by there if you can. Check out that play. I'm sure the kids would love to see you. Also coming up on Saturday, we have Sammy Hager Full Circle Jam Band Tour at Harrah's right here in Laughlin. And that's at 9 o'clock, and you can call the Reward Center at 702-298-8510. And then gun show put on Saturday and Sunday by the Kiwanis Club at the Chamber of Commerce. Not just guns, but you'll find ammunition, coins, belts, you name, all kinds of leather goods. So that happens Saturday and Sunday. And then up in Kingman, they have a picnic in the park and a concert on the 28th. So you might want to check that out. Metcalf Park starts at 4 p.m. That's going to wrap it for us on a Thursday. Tomorrow, Paul Lavoie is going to sit in here for me. I got to run to Las Vegas. And Leo, our House of Representatives, will be here with Paul Lavoie. And, of course, you can call them tomorrow if you have any questions. And everybody knows Paul. He did this show for a very long time. And he'll be here tomorrow for 1 hour to fill in for me. I hope you have a great week. Watch out for those motorcycles when you're out there driving around. Check your smoke detectors once in a while and practice that exit plan, would you? You need to do.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.